Parshas V'zos HaBracha, we have to understand why we have the Vav by V'zos HaBracha. We could have just said, Zos HaBracha, Sheberach Moshe Yisholokim Ez B'nei Yisrael, Lefnei Moso. The Rosh Hashiva gives a pshat in the following way. He says that as we see before starting this Chumash Dvarim, Ve'ela HaDvarim Asher Diber Moshe, as Rashi explains from Chazal, Divrei Musa, he waited till now, his farewell speech to Bnei Yisrael, to give them the Musa that they needed. And all the parashiyos basically were like that. And therefore, especially the last ones, the parasha of Clolius, Nitzavim, afterwards, Vayelech, Hazinu, and now is the time for the bracha. Tov acharis dava merishusai, and Koheles says. Now, after giving them that Musa, now he gives them the bracha they also so richly deserve. But we also see that according to this, it should also have said all together the words Lefnei Moso, instead of having the Esnachte by Yisrael. So it connects all together. That this is the bracha. That was the klala, the musa given. And this is the bracha. So therefore, Rosh Hashiva says, there's another point that the Torah is bringing out by making an esnacht in the middle. To show that there's also a connection of the musa and the bracha. That actually the Musa is the bracha. That that's the Vav. That Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them also that this is the biggest bracha to you. The Musa, the warnings that they should stay on the right path to do the Rizein Hashem always. As Mishlei says, Chacham Oiv Musa, the Chacham loves Musa. Because he knows that it's good for him. If he wouldn't get the Musa, Chas V'Shalom, and keep on going, he wouldn't get that patch, whether it be physical or not physical, the words themselves, the Musa themselves, and Chas V'Shalom could get worse. This way he gets a wake-up call and corrects himself. So Musa is the greatest bracha, really. That's all they should need. The Musa of words. Also, the fact that we see the bracha is a lashon singular, not plural, lashon yachid, and also Bnei Yisrael. Even though we know that each shevet got a separate bracha, as we see later on in the pasukim. So, what is that telling us? It's telling us that it's all for one and one for all. You can't separate them. That it's really all one bracha. That if they don't all have the brachas and are deserving and doing the Ritzon Hashem b'shleimus, they're not complete. Vayehi v'shuron melech v'saseif rosh yom yachad shiftei Yisrael. That is when they are on the highest madrega. When they are complete. And that's what each individual has to feel. Not alone that he's a tzaddik, not good enough. He could be the greatest tzaddik, but he has to feel also not complete if everyone is not the greatest tzaddik. That's a true madriga of the highest tzaddik also. And that's what it's showing us here. Just like a plane, any machine, you can have one part, the smallest part, missing, and it doesn't work. it can not even fly anymore. In fact, it can crash. I remember a couple of years ago, Rahman al-Islam, a plane crash, and they found that one bolt fell out of the plane and it crashed, and all life was lost on that plane. Because to run efficiently, to run the way it should be, all parts have to work together. And Moshe goes on to say why they are deserving of the bracha, because, as we know, Hashem gave a choice to all the nations before Bnei Israel. They had the opportunity to accept the Torah also, but none wanted it. They wanted to know what it said, conditions. Only Bnei Israel didn't even want to hear what was in it, because they just wanted to do what Hashem wants. It's good enough for them, no matter what, he says. Na'aseh v'nishma, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Morosho kilas Yaakov. And it's interesting lashon here, Morosho. Not a Yerusha that we would think, that we're getting the Yerusha of the Torah, but a lashon of Morosho. Why? As Rosh Hashanah explains, Morosho is to tell us that the ones who get it have a responsibility. It's not just accepting getting that Yerusha. Responsibility to carry it on to further generations. That it shouldn't stop by that generation itself. Along the same lines as we said before, not good enough that you're the tzaddik and that's it. But to carry it on, future generations. Like Hashem knew of Avraham Avinu that he would do that, and that's why he was chosen also. In Parshas Vayera, ki yedativ l'man mashiyetzav es banav es beiso yacharov v'shamru derech Hashem la'aso tzedakah u'mishpat. He understood, Avraham Avinu, what was required. And more than that also, he's telling us a special bracha that Hashem gives in the Morosha of Torah, to tell us that even Chas V'Shalom might happen, that the generation skipped. So you might think it's lost. No. There's that Morosha. Separate from even Yerusha, the people that are getting it. It is always there, ready, willing and able to give it over, no matter how many generations Chas V'Shalom might be missing in between. And that's why it's no steerer from the Mishnah Novos that lo Yerusha hilach, because that's pshat. It's not a Yerusha, it's a Morosha. You have to have the Keli. You have to be a Keli. A Morosha. One who is able to give it over future generations to others. You can't just be Yerusha, taking it, even if you're not, Chas V'Shalom, deserving, and not the proper keli, the receptacle of a Torah. And as we said before, as Pasuk Hay says, Vayihi Bishurim Melech B'Sasef Rosh Yom Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. And that's how Bnei Yisrael were at Har Sinai, that unbelievable Madrega, all together, all of them, all for one and one for all. Ki Ruvein Bal Yamos, one pshat Rosh Hashiva Shlita gives, is Ki Ruvein, that the attribute of Ruvein, one of his attributes, the fact that he was a Bechor, and yet he didn't take it as competition from Yosef, but he was willing to save him from the other brothers. That brotherly love, no matter what, should always live on. Yehuda symbolizing giving thanks, as Leah said, Hapam Odes Hashem, which is the Avi Avos Hamidos, Anova, stems from it. showing hakaras hatoiv, appreciating, acknowledging what one has done for you, especially from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to realize everything is from Him. And once you acknowledge that and give thanks, you automatically will serve Him the proper way, way it should be. And who more so than the king should be the example for the people to follow? And Levi, of course, the ones who kept the faith throughout, whether in Mitzrayim or the Egel or other mishaps along the way, who more than any Shevet as a whole should be the teachers of Klal Yisrael? Binyamin, where the Shechina rests, the Beis HaMikdash, Mizbeach and his Chelek, even Shiloh bordering on his Chelek. And why? Because he was the one, the only Shevet to be born in Eretz Yisrael proper, Kaddush from birth, one of the four who passed away without any sin. And Yosef, the breadbasket of Eretz Yisrael, who more than Yosef deserving being the breadbasket, so to speak, of Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim, and his anivis. And that's Prat, as Rosh Hashiva Shlita brings out in Pasuk Ted Zayin, Mi Meged Eretz Umlawa Ritzon Shochnisaneh. Why bring in the Ratzon and describing Hashem as the one who dwells in the Sneh? But that's to teach and show that one of the reasons that Yosef was deserving of this, because of his anivis, learning from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malchei Amlochim. And where does he choose to appear to Moshe Rabbeinu? In a lowly Sneh. Where does he choose to give the Torah Har Sinai, a lowly mountain? Because true greatness does not need those artificial things to bring out the greatness. One sees the greatness no matter where they are. And those who are great do not look for those artificial things. And that was Yosef. Didn't take revenge on his brothers. He considered himself a servant of his brothers. He would support them instead of the other way around, even though he was Malchus. Zvulun, the classic supporter of Torah, and he rightfully can be happy. Smach Zvulun b'seisecha v'yisecha ba'olecha. When can you be truly happy in your business? When your business is used for Torah. V'yisecha ba'olecha. And that will be the success of your business, in fact. The biggest success will be because you're supporting Torah. And not only that, but Ohalecha, it is your Ohalim. Where is Yisachar learning? And why is he learning? Not only his Ohel, because he makes it and does it through his toil in Torah, but it's your Ohel also. You share equally. Because if not for you, there wouldn't be that Ohel. And of course, vice versa. If not for Yisachar, there wouldn't be an Ohel either. There has to be that partnership. Shvi begins by Vayal Moshe Miavos Moav El Har Nebo. And as Rashi brings from Chazal, that there were Kama Malos, many Milos, in fact it says Yud Beis, and Moshe leaped them in one jump, a nace. Why? Because even though here is where Moshe was going to die, and we know how much V'eschanan El Hashem, the gematria of V'eschanan, that he tried his best to plead with Hashem to let him live so he can go to Eretz Yisrael, accomplishing the mitzvahs HaTluyos Baretz. And even though He was denied that. But Moshe Rabbeinu, being Moshe Rabbeinu, then he did everything with the greatest love. The mitzvah of Hashem was not to go, but to die. And even that was done with the greatest rizus. Hashem's will was his will. And as the Rosh Hashiva Shlita points out in Pasuk Vav, where is he buried? Mul Beis Pa'or. As Rashi points out also there from Chazal, to be Mechap al Ma'ase Pa'or. In fact, it was Muchan, his Kvura, from Sheshes Mei Breshes. And even after death, Balam Azeh, he didn't have the most beautiful scenery by his so-called cemetery, as we usually see by the cemeteries. But to Moshe Rabbeinu, this was the most beautiful scenery. Why? Because it was the will of Hashem, which even after death, done with the greatest Ahava, knowing this. Because to fulfill the will of Hashem, which is the infinite good and the infinite wisdom, is all he needs. And that's why in Pasuk Hey, as the Kol Dodi points out, Vayomas Sham Moshe. Why does it say Sham? To exclude what? It's to exclude that Moshe Rabbeinu only died there, physically, in Olam Hazeh, by Har Nebo. But he lives on forever after. Even in Olam Hazeh, because we all are his children. Teiratz Moshe, given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu from Hashem directly. And all who learn and follow Hashem's Torah is to Moshe Rabbeinu's credit also. Pasuk Ches says, Vayivku v'nei Yisroel es Moshe b'arvos Moav shloshim yom. And Rashi points out from Chazal that here by Moshe Rabbeinu it says, b'nei Yisroel d'schorim. But by Aaron it says, Beis Yisrael, Kol Beis Yisrael, Scharim and the Kevos. Now one should not make the mistake that Moshe was any less than Aaron in this respect because of this. But one has to realize that of course Moshe made Shalom whenever he could, whenever the opportunity presented itself. The point, what the Torah is teaching us, that each one had their jobs. Once a person, Yetzer Hashem, makes the right decision of what his job is, and he carries it out fully, according to the Ritzayin Hashem B'Shlemus, he is the greatest tzaddik without any chesaron. Because that was his job, like we mentioned before. In Hashem's army, everyone has different jobs. In this world, not everybody can be the generals. But in Olam HaEmes, forever after, the lowliest private, if he does his job, become equal to the greatest general that did his job. And that's the same thing here. Moshe Rabbeinu's job was Raven Shel Kol Yisrael, the leader, the Melech of Kol Yisrael. He didn't have the time, and he wasn't supposed to be spending that time in other pursuits. Aaron, on the other hand, had to do his job as the Kohen Gadol, as to work, so to speak, hands-on with the people. Of course, he taught also, and he learned also. But this is what he had to concentrate on also. And that's why Rashi says in Va'eva, where Aaron is mentioned before Moshe, to teach you, Shkulin Ke'echad. And that's what every person must realize. Just because he can't be the general, in Hashem's eyes, whatever he can be, and he does it properly, the way it should be done, he is the general. And where it counts, in Olam HaEmes, for all eternity. It is interesting to note that the Torah begins with Bereshis and ends with the word Yisrael. And we can say one of the things it's showing us by this is, as we know, Rashi brings from Chazal, from Pesukim that they learned from at the beginning of Bereishis, that Yisrael is called Rashis and the Torah is called Rashis. And actually, when we're learning and saying the word Yisrael at the end, it is the Torah, because that word is part of the Torah. So you have Yisrael and the Torah at the end, and even in between. Everything is the Torah and B'nai Yisrael who are part of it, to show us and tell us that the Torah, which is the will of Hashem, the way He wanted this world to operate, was only through the Torah and those who carry it out, B'nai Yisrael. And anyone who joins them, the whole world, Alavai, should join B'nai Yisrael to carrying it out, to fulfilling the will of Hashem, as He told us in the Torah. And that's Pshat here. Bereishis, from beginning to end, it all involves B'nai Yisrael and the Torah. The whole universe, Bereishis Borei Elokim Eitz HaShamayim Va'aretz, the whole purpose, or else the universe would not exist, is only for the Torah as carried on by B'nai Yisrael. And B'nai Yisrael and the Torah is indivisible. You cannot have the Torah without B'nai Yisrael who carry it out, and you cannot have B'nai Yisrael without them carrying it out, the Torah. And it's also interesting that we can say, and we see, that the two biggest proofs for Emunah are in these first and last Pesukim too. The basic, that there is a creator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the universe. When we see the universe, how can one not, as the Pesukim in Tehillim say, not believe? Bereishis Bara Elokim Eitz HaShamayim Beis Haaretz. And we have to believe that if we have any sense, because the end pasuk also tells us a basic of Emunah, that all the nisim and everything, as it's explained, as the pasukim say, l'chol ha'yod ha'chazakol l'chol ha'moroh ha'gadol asher asa Moshe l'einei kol Yisrael, the nisim v'niflos, the giving of the Torah on Har Sinai, seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole Klal Yisrael at that time, no nation, no religion can claim that. They claim a certain prophet said a certain thing, supposedly by Hashem telling it. But no religion claims or can claim that a whole nation, 600,000 just from 20 to 60 of the men alone, which comes out to about 3 million total, saw it and passed it down from generation to generation. Going back to the pasuk before Sheni, as we mentioned by Yehuda, how one of the things that's incumbent upon him to show, lead the way as Malchus of Hakaras HaTov, appreciation, to lead the people to show that Hakaras HaTov and thank Hashem for everything that happens to them. And we have a Medrash that points out how each of the Malchei Yehuda, giving four examples, brought that to the fore, understood their generation what was needed to show B'nai Yisrael how everything is from Hashem and they owe all their victories and everything else to Hashem. And it says by David HaMelech that he asked Hashem that he should be able to pursue his enemies and win over them, and he realized that for his generation, their madrega, Baruch Hashem, it was enough. They understood. The same way that Dabra Melech, Al Piteva, could not win over Goliath without Hashem's help. It doesn't matter whether he has an army now. It's all up to Hashem. Ish Milchama. But later generation, when it came to Asa, Asa realized that that wouldn't be enough for Bnei Yisrael to learn that lesson. And therefore, he said to Hashem, please Hashem, that I'll pursue the enemies, but you'll take over after that. They'll fall, so to speak, by themselves through the Nisan that you bring about. And later generation, Yehoshaphat understood that even that wasn't enough. The Emuna was on a lower Madrega, and therefore he said, Hashem, I will sing Shira, and that alone should be enough to destroy the enemy. And so it happened. And the next generation after that, by Chizkiyahu, he understood that even that wasn't enough. Maybe Yehoshaphat reached the high sea and killed them all out, but whatever. So therefore he understood and prayed to Hashem that, Hashem, I'll go to sleep and not do anything, and that should be enough. And we can even see it in the four expressions that we have in this pasuk, a remez to this medrash. It says, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, Yehoshaphat, the Shira, Velamo Tavienu, Chizkiyahu. We have that lashon, Heyosif Elamecha, and Moshe Rabbeinu, and others for Misa when they're going to die. And therefore, as we know, sleep is Megain Misa. Yadav Ravlo, that his hands will battle for him, David HaMelech. Ve'ezeh mitzarav tiyah, that of course also, because he needed Hashem's help in the second half, so to speak. He pursued them, and Hashem was ozer him, so to speak, as far as destroying them, the second half. And then we have the pasuk before Shishi, which says, Ein kakel yishurun rochev shamayim bezrecha ubagal aso shchokim. That rochev, as Rosh Hashiva Shlita points out in Paparos Bechachma, has the same letters as barech, bracha. And that is to show us, we can say, that if you want the bracha from Hashem, from Shamayim, it has to be bezrecha, with our help. Why? Because that's the way Hashem set up the world. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. He gave us bechira, free will. We have the choice, the opportunity to turn the switch on or off of bracha. And that's why Hashem is telling us, rochev shamayim beezrecha. It's up to you. I need your help in order to accomplish the greatest brachas forever after. And yet, Hashem, may we be zeicher to fulfill Hashem's will with the greatest simcha and understanding, bein b'dibur, bein b'maase, bein b'machshava, im kol olam kulay, tamid mi'atav v'yad olam.